Thank you for joining me on this episode of Uncovering the Bay and Basin. True tales from the shores of Jervis Bay and St George's Basin, exploring the lives, legends and landscapes that have shaped this remarkable part of the New South Wales South Coast. Today's episode takes us to a strange little corner of bureaucracy and geography, a piece of the Australian Capital Territory that's not really the ACT at all. This is a story of Canberra's coastal cousin, the Jervis Bay Territory. The creation of the Jervis Bay Territory was a direct result of federation, tied to the establishment of Canberra as the new national capital. The location of the nation's capital, Canberra, was not decided until 1908, and a seaport was considered essential for the landlocked Canberra in the ACT. For a young country trying to build a navy and trade internationally, being landlocked was unthinkable. So it was agreed that New South Wales would surrender territory to the ACT, and Jervis Bay, being the closest body of suitable water to Canberra, was chosen. The government got to work, and in 1909, the Seat of Government Surrender Act formally transferred land from the state of New South Wales to the Commonwealth of Australia to establish the Canberra and the ACT, and also an area of land and sea around Jervis Bay. 6 years later, in 1915, the Jervis Bay Territory was officially surrendered to the Commonwealth under the Jervis Bay Acceptance Act. New South Wales also granted to the Commonwealth permission to build a rail corridor linking the two territories, but this was never implemented. The Jervis Bay Territory occupies the Beweary Peninsula, which forms the southern boundary of Jervis Bay. The total area of the Jervis Bay Territory is 68 square kilometres, comprising both land and marine reserves. By road, it's about 250 kilometres east of Canberra and 200 kilometres south of Sydney. This gave the federal government control of a port primarily for naval operations and potential future development. The government envisaged a railway line linking the capital to the bay, a harbour, a port, a naval base, and a gateway to the world. One of those things did happen. HMAS Creswell, the Royal Australian Naval College, was established in 1915, but the railway never left the map. The port never came, the grander dreams faded, and Canberra turned its focus inland. Yet the territory remained, and today 90% of it is owned by the Wreck Bay Aboriginal community. Wreck Bay Village is one of two villages in the territory, with Booteree National Park and the Botanic Gardens making up the remainder of Aboriginal land, which is jointly managed by the Wreck Bay community and Parks Australia. Other areas not owned by the Wreck Bay community is the Jervis Bay Village, where there are administrative offices, federal police, a school and residential buildings, a shop, along with HMAS Creswell, which is managed by the Department of Defence. In addition, there are some small private leaseholds, such as The Cove, near Sussex Inlet. Although the Jervis Bay Territory is not part of the ACT, the laws of the ACT apply. It's a Commonwealth-administered zone, governed as if it were part of the ACT. Locals vote in ACT elections, they drive ACT-plated cars, but rely on New South Wales for health and education services. There are no traffic lights, and for locals, it's a bit like living in a political twilight zone. Today, when you look at the Jervis Bay Territory on a map, it's like a strange jigsaw puzzle, separate from Canberra, but still part of its story. Here, the Wreck Bay Aboriginal community, the wild beauty of Booteree National Park, and the Navy's enduring presence all fit together, each holding its own shape and colour. Alone, each piece tells a different chapter in Australia's history, but together, they form a picture you can only find here. A coastal cousin that keeps the capital's connection to the sea alive. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Uncovering the Bay and Basin. Until next time, may the tides carry our stories forward. I'm Stephen Brown. This program was researched and written by Wendy Hamlin and produced in the studios of 927 Bay and Basin FM. For more Uncovering the Bay and Basin episodes, see the podcast page on the 927fm.com.au website.